something on log in a plank about a, or sometimes it's going to be pretty heavy, people will use a 2-inch plank, and however long they need.
What do you call a limber plank fixed at both ends so that the children need to jump up and down on? It's usually not something they sit on, but it's something they jump up and down on, jump and ride on.
Okay, I know what you talk about, so I can think of what they, what they, the terms are used for that. It's not a jumping horse, I don't think. But, the springboard.
Sometimes a plank was kind of anchored in the middle to a post or a stump. You go and get on and spin around. You know?
Yeah, many times I've done it. That's a flying jenny.
And if children had were playing on a boy, the one that's anchored in the middle and they
rocky horse.
How about the ones that go up down? You say they are what? They're, you're trying to describe the action they're taking part in, that they're doing.
They're
what?
Going up and down on let's see, well, that would be on terms of a rocky horse.
So they're doing what?
They're bobbing up and down.
Is there a shorter term you have, maybe that ends in an ing, that kind of word?
Let's see.
Or did you remember using when you were little?
I don't remember of using anything other than just about two or three different kinds of them rocky horses or I don't know anything else.
Did you ever say that, you know, they're seesawing or tilting?
Seesawing or
teetering.
Teetering plank or something like that.
Oh, okay. When you tie a long rope to a tree and put a seed in it, or sometimes a tire, you might say you were making
a swing. A swing.
What do you carry coal in?
Coal bucket or a coal scuttle.
And what runs from the stove to the chimney?
A pipe. A pipe. Smoke. To carry out the smoke. And the stove pipe.
What do you call a small vehicle that you somehow put bricks in and other hairy objects, and it's got one wheel?
A wheelbarrow.
What do you say sharpen a side on, or wood or something?
Sharpen what on?
What do you sharpen a side on if you've got a long instrument for cutting weeds or?
Oh, sometimes you use a grind rock, a grindstone, or a file.
Now, some of them turn around, they're on a wheel and they turn, and some of them are just flat, and you take a knife and go like that. What's the difference?
Well, now that's a, now you've got a, one of them is a grindstone, one of them is an emery rock, and the other one is a wet rock.
So, what, the three different kinds?
The three different types of them.
How about the emery rock?
The emery rock is made out of a fine mineral dust, and that's to sharpen, you know, things you take like a mattock or a pick. If you want to bring it down pretty quick, you know, and you have to have water to dip it in pretty often. If you don't, you'll burn it up on an emery wheel. And a wet rock, a grindstone, you use water on it to keep it wet while you're grinding an axe or a sickle or a brush eye, anything like that on it.
But only the...
On a wet rock, now you take a wet rock, it's a long keen, some of them's about an inch wide, and I've seen them 6 inches long, or longer, that you can butt them often, and for just a touching up the edge of a brass axe or something like that.
But then the one that turns...